The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello and welcome back to the What We Said podcast, everybody. Happy Friday. I hope you're having a great day so far. Don't forget that you can watch us on YouTube now.
We're not getting into this.
Watch us on YouTube. You know, subscribe to our channel. You can watch the full episode on YouTube. You can see our facial expressions. You can tell which one of us is talking. You know,
we're so close to 10,000 subscribers.
We are?
So, yeah.
Nice.
Last time I checked, it was really close. So if you want to be our 10,000th subscriber, go check it out.
You win a prize.
Mm-hmm.
Our love. Unconditional. Today, we are reading Company Secrets from Ex-Employees. So
this is such a good subject.
And are we going to get a
cease and desist?
Yeah, or like a defamation suit?
Maybe.
Lawsuit? Okay, because these have names in them of the place.
Yeah. Well, only time will tell.
This whole episode is allegedly, okay? Yeah.
Alleged. We don't know. We just got sent in tips from people. Don't know if it's true. Can't confirm or deny.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a good one, though, to dive into.
I'm excited. I'm grossed out. I read the first one, and I'm grossed out already.
You guys, I have tea. I have an update. So Leif and I took Chelsea, Nick, and Case to our new house to just, like, see updates. And our house that's demolished, that's getting renovated, okay? So we were, like, the concrete got poured for our addition, so we took them over to see. It was this past weekend. We were like, come over, and we'll show you what's going on and whatever. So we go over, and Chelsea, you asked me.
Yeah, when we first got there, just because it's like a demolition site right now, pretty much. Like
yeah.
It has like a sign.
It's a construction site.
Yeah. And the first thing I said when you guys got out of the car, I was like, I'm just screaming at the previous owners driving by the house, their precious house, and seeing just like the walls completely gone. Just all the construction.
Keep in mind that they moved, like, not in the, they don't live in the same neighborhood or something. Mm-hmm. They moved like a while away. So anyway, Chelsea was saying something. She's like, oh my gosh, I'm imagining them driving by. I was like, I know. I wonder if they have. I was like, I'm sure they have seen like something.
And
but they live kind of further away. So it's like, I'm sure they're not.
And you guys have done things that they specifically
said not to do.
Yeah. That you can see from the front.
Exactly.
So I was just thinking that would be so shocking to them.
Yeah. So she says that and I'm like, I know. I wonder if they have. I was like, and honestly, I feel kind of bad, like, but whatever. Whatever. It's our house. So we go in. We're just like looking around. We're in there for probably 30 minutes in the house showing Nick and Chelsea everything. We come outside. We're just talking out front. Who drives by? The previous owner. Both of them. The couple. They drive by with their windows down, going like slow past the house. I see the car and I'm like, wait, that looks like his car. But I'm like, I'm being insane. I am actually insane right now. And the only reason this is on my mind is because like you had just said, oh, I'm imagining them driving by. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sure. Maybe they have once. Wouldn't that be crazy? So I see the car coming and I'm like, no, it couldn't be. And we're kind of like off to the side of the house. We're not like right in front of it.
No. And we're like kind of behind the cars.
You're kind of behind. Yeah. So we kind of like can't be seen super well. But I look in the car and it's him and it's her and their windows are down and they're driving by looking at the house. And I kind of like put my head down so I'm not like easily detectable because I don't want them to see me. And Nick and Leif were kind of like in a different, they were like
down the street
30 feet away from us. And so I'm like, I go, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Wait, I don't even remember what I said.
No, you go,
it's a jump scare.
First of all, I was showing you something like on my phone or I was trying to pull something up to show you and I just hear you go, Chelsea, I'm scared. I'm so scared. And I was like, oh my gosh, are you scared of what I'm showing you? Are you scared? Is there someone behind me going to kill me? And then like, I just look up and you're like this and you're like, that's them. And I instantly knew who.
You instantly knew. And so,
I wish I would have seen their face though so I could put a face to the name.
So Leif is down the street and, but like we can see each other and he looks at me and the car is now driving past him. And I'm like trying to get his attention, being like, that's them. That's them. And he's like, what? Like going like, this is him. What? And I'm like trying to, whatever. Anyway, so they drive past. That was it. I was genuinely scared they were going to like turn around, come back because they saw
talk
us.
To you.
Talk to me. Like, and Leif was like, no. He's like, are you kidding? They are probably so embarrassed to be seen by us. Like, if they don't want to be seen. He's like, I really think because after our real estate agent told them, do not contact them again. Mm-hmm. He's like, I think now they get the hint and like they really don't want to be seen. They just still want to see the house, whatever. Mm-hmm. So anyway.
That it's got to be, and we were saying that can't be the first time. That we just didn't happen
not.
To be there right when they, you know, drove by it for the first time.
No.
That's probably their weekly tradition. Like, let's go see what the progress on the house is.
And here's what's
Why?
Wrong
it's
with
just
me.
Gonna break their heart.
Here's what's wrong with me is that I feel bad. I feel legitimately guilty.
Yeah, but it's your house. You bought it from them.
I know. And Leif's like, why? And I'm like, I can't explain it, but I feel like we did, like, we didn't, we
you
didn't do anything wrong. But no, I feel like, not that we tricked them, but they just were like, oh, we want, they really wanted the house to go to a family, not an investor, which we are, obviously. Mm-hmm. We're a family. We're not an investor who's just gonna, you know, flip the house and sell it in 6 months. Like, we want to live there, obviously, and make it a home. So on one hand, it's like, okay, we didn't, and we told them that. We're like, oh, we're gonna make it our own. But I think that just by them being like, oh, you don't need to, like, do you want, you know, keep this paint in here? Oh, you do you want this shelf? I'm like, you didn't know what was coming. Mm-mm. Like, clearly, him being like, oh, this fridge goes right here. It's like, okay, so you weren't expecting me to, like, take down walls.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now that it's completely demolished, like, we're essentially building a new house. I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel bad. I feel bad them driving by and being like, oh, so you were, like, not an investor, but do you know what I mean? Like, you bought our precious house that we sold to you specifically because you're a family. And then you literally, like, are completely remodeling the entire thing.
Yeah, I do get, I would feel bad too. But to make you feel better, it's like, first of all, it's not a gift. You paid for it.
No, I know, I know.
It's like when someone does give you a gift and there's strings attached to it, but you feel bad because it was a gift. So you almost wish you would have paid for it because you're like, well, I want to just do what I want.
Yeah.
But you're also, imagine if an investor did go in, they would tear it apart as well.
For sure.
And they would make it ugly and they would have no heart in it. It's like you are putting your heart and soul and your taste and you're making it a home for your family. Like, you are customizing it for you, not just like to sell and make a ton of money.
No, I know. Thank you for
so they should.
I agree. I completely agree.
They just need to, for their own sake, not drive by for 2 years.
Yes.
That's a normal thing to do. If you, I get if you live there in a place for a long time, yeah, you have sentimental value to it, but you sold it.
I know.
You sold it. It's gone. You can't have ownership over it because you legally don't.
I know.
And they didn't say, you can buy this if you don't do anything to it.
Right. No, I know. I know. I know. I know. But it's just
I
like.
I do get feeling bad though, because they're old.
They're older and they were just so like, please. Remember, again, not that this was even okay. Their behavior, first of all, I felt actually very vindicated when I shared this story on the podcast because I, for some reason, I've just felt bad the whole time. I'm like, again, we never even lied to them about anything. Like we said, we're going to like change it. It's not like we said, oh, we're not doing anything to the house. We were like, yeah, we can't wait to make it our own. And we went in there with, you know, you guys know the whole story. Like they were in there when our architects and when our contractor and people were in there and we were saying, we want to take this wall out. Like they had to have some idea. But if you recall, like there were certain plants that they were like, oh, please don't take these plants out. And like, we were like, oh yeah, like we definitely appreciate them. Like they're beautiful. And she was like sobbing like, oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness. And I'm like, I didn't say I wasn't gonna.
Yeah.
But so do you know what I mean? So now when I picture them driving by, when like we had all those interactions of them being like, please don't change this. Please don't change this. And us being like, yeah, like we'll see whatever. And then now them driving by and seeing that we've ripped down everything. Yeah. I'm like, I feel so like awkward. And I just pray that they don't actually like come up to the house and be like, can you imagine? That's what I'm so scared of. I'm like, what if they come up to the house and are like, wait, like, why did you said you weren't gonna take all these things down?
Yeah.
Or like,
then I'd say, get off my property.
I know.
I will be contacting my lawyer.
No, I know. Logically, I know I'm like not.
I know.
I'm completely in the right to do everything I'm doing. Even if I lied to them, it would be fine, but I didn't.
The things that they're saying not to do, it's not anything like, please, my dead dog is buried right here. Please don't do. It's not anything like that.
No.
It's like, I really preferred this decor. Can you keep it? No, that's not my taste. So I'm not going to keep that. I really liked this landscaping. Can you keep it? No, that's not your house anymore.
Also, you guys would be gagged if you saw it, and maybe you have in like my content, if you saw what it looked like. it's not a historical 1960s, like mid-century modern gem or something. Mm-hmm. The house was remodeled in like the early 2000s and it's not
their
vibe.
It's their history, but what they need to do is move on and let go.
Yeah, 100%.
They have attachment to it and it's not healthy for them. They need to move on.
I know. I know. It is the most wild situation. I'm like, I cannot believe
crazy.
It was insane. I cannot believe.
I kept thinking of it later that night. I almost texted you 5 times. Like, I cannot believe the owner's trophy while we were there.
I said it 5 times that night too. We got home, we're eating dinner. I'm like, sorry to harp on this, but
I cannot believe
they drove by.
Mm-hmm.
I told my mom, she's like, oh, of course they did.
Yeah.
She's like, that's like, they're obviously just obsessed. I'm like, let it go.
Let it go.
Especially when it's in demolition mode like this. Like, what are you really even looking for? Like you said,
it's
like, give it a year. Yeah.
I'm just like, looking to ruin their day. They're like, let's go see what else they did. You don't know us anymore. No. I'm so sorry.
It's so bad.
No one forced them to sell it. It wasn't a foreclosure or something horrible. They made so much money.
I know.
Because they bought it so long ago.
Like, let it go.
You have
my money.
You
and
have
leave.
Your memories in there. You have things from that house still. The house doesn't mean it's just a house.
I know. And it was ugly. Like, please.
It was ugly.
There was nothing. There was really no innate charm about it. Like, maybe a few little things, but not really. It was renovated at, like, in my opinion, the worst time to renovate a house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Early 2000s vibes of like, whatever, I'm not getting into it.
Yeah.
But if you've seen like my vlogs and stuff, you know it wasn't special.
That's what I'm saying.
And it's, the house had no flow as well.
The attachment they have to it seems to me, again, I'm just making an assumption from what you've told me, is it's the attachment to the look of it, not the sentimental value of it. Like, they're not, like, this meant so much, this, you know, fridge because my sister who passed away gave it to me and blessed it, you know, or something.
It's like a fridge
like
you bought 3 years ago that's just like a normal stainless steel fridge.
It's nothing like,
you know,
oh,
what
can
it is?
You please keep this tile? My grandfather laid it with his bare hands. It's like, no, we hired contractors to come do it and I picked out this tile at Home Depot. Can you please keep it? It's like, what? No.
No, exactly. And it's the mentality more so of like, you know, I don't know if it's like boomer mentality, but of saving things and not wanting things to go to waste.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the word I'm looking for? Like, just
preservation?
Not wasting things, I guess. Like,
hoarding?
Kind of.
Yeah.
You know how some people, a lot of people from that generation, like my grandparents are like this, where it's like, there'll be like a bite of food left on my plate. My grandma's like, oh, let's put that in a like container. Like, let's save it all. And it's like, or you use a Ziploc bag. My grandma will literally be like scrubbing it inside out so she can like use the Ziploc again.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like the reusing. And so when we bought the house, they
it's
were like
3 R's. Reuse something.
Reduce, recycle.
Yeah.
Exactly. And they had like a shelf in one of the rooms that they were like, oh, do you want to keep this? And Leif's like, oh, no, we don't like we don't want that. And he's like so confused by that. He's like, well, it's in good condition. And Leif's like, oh,
it.
We just, yeah. He's like, we just have stuff that we're going to use. And he was like, okay. Really confused by it. My point is, I don't think they're understanding like aesthetics. And it's just like functionality. It's like, this works. And that's how they are with the fridge too. It's like, this is a good running fridge. Let me tell you everything about it. And they would be gagged to know like, we're not going to use that fridge. Because it's like, why? It works.
Yeah.
It's like, well, because we don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And our neighbors now even have been like, oh, if you're not going to use this, like this and this, like, please. And I'm like, and they're kind of that same generation.
Yeah.
And I'm like, again, it's great to reuse stuff if like someone can get use out of it. I understand like not putting it in a landfill, but do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. 100%.
So I think all of they're sharing that mentality of just like, why would, if something like works.
Don't like, get rid of
it. Yeah. Or like, we laid this laminate flooring that's, again, not cute. In all the rooms, like a few years ago, why would you get rid of it? It's like, because it's bad quality and we don't like it and the tone is ugly.
Yeah. And I think it would be more, not honorable is not the word I want to use necessarily, but a lot of times when people save things like that, like a shelf, they don't actually use it. That's the problem.
Right.
Is
right.
that they will hoard it. They will put it in their, they're like, well, you can use this fridge. Why don't you put it in your fridge? And they'll never use it. They don't actually use these things in a, a lot of the times, in an effective way, they just put them away for later and they never get used anyway. So it's like, we understand because we've seen that happen with these generations. Not that we want to be wasteful. It's just, we see that they're not being used and they just turn into clutter. It's like, okay, I'm not going to turn my yard into a junkyard. That's what you're doing by making me save this shelf or this table or these cabinets or this box or something. Yeah. You're not actually using it. If they were actually using the things, a lot of times,
it would be different.
And in an intentional way, it would be different. But a lot of the times, it's not.
It's true. It's just like going in a closet.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys, spring break is coming up. If you have some spring break plans, whether you're hitting the beach, maybe you're going to a little lake or lounging at the pool, or just, you know, being in your backyard, whatever you're doing, you can get everything you need for your vacation at Macy's. Bathing suits, sandals, beach towels, and even sunscreen. You can find everything that you're throwing into your bag. Macy's also has a lot of great skincare and makeup if you're wanting to refresh for springtime or maybe get a new lip color or a new eyeshadow or a new fragrance. I feel like that's always fun to switch up your fragrance for spring or just for different seasons. Maybe you have like more of a warm scent, cozy scent in the winter, and for springtime you want something a little bit lighter, floral, citrusy, something like that. And Macy's has truly got it all.
They really do have cute bathing suits and just warmer weather clothes. I got a really cute, it's like kind of a tie-dye swimsuit last year from them, and I also got really cute cutoffs, like jean shorts that I loved and wore all the time that are just a classic for summer, spring, especially if you are, you know, swimming or at the lake or at the beach, whatever it is. And you can really find everything at Macy's. I'm not kidding when I say everything, okay, for every season. So go check out Macy's.com. And also you can order online and pick up in store or curbside, or you can get same day delivery. So there's no excuse not to look on Macy's if you need something last minute, if you're packing for a vacation, whatever it is. So head on over to Macy's.com. Again, that's Macy's.com. It'll be linked in the show notes. Go check it out.
Anyway, I wanted to, there was a house that Leif and I had looked at that, a different house that was like a little bit more charming actually than, well, definitely more charming than the one we bought. It like hadn't ever been renovated, and it was probably from like the, I don't even know when, maybe the 70s or something. And it was kind of like, not dilapidated, but like it needed a lot of work, but there were cute like windows and just, it was, there were some cute charm about it. Like little, I don't know, like little cutouts in the wall, whatever. Which our house that we bought had none of those things.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we had looked at this other house, but it just wasn't in our price range. And so it is in a really, really awesome neighborhood, and it was on a big lot. And so even though it was like small and it was hadn't been touched renovated wise, it was like just very expensive. So anyway, we obviously didn't buy it or anything. That was like 6 months ago or 7 months ago, I can't remember. I just saw it for sale. What they have done to that home.
Oh, someone bought it and redid
So an investor bought it, flipped it, and what they did to that home, I haven't stopped thinking about, because they should be in federal prison. I am not joking. It is the ugliest renovation I have ever seen.
You have tears in your eyes.
I'm literally like going to freak out. It's so bad that it makes me.
Is it the one that I've seen? Like we've gone past together?
I don't think so.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
No. It is so much worse than that. Like I will have to show you photos. But so I went back in my archives. I'm like, I couldn't stop thinking about it for 3 days. Yeah. I'm like, I cannot believe they did that to that house. Like, it is making me feel physically sick.
Oh, no.
And I was going back in my archives because I remember I had taken a few pictures of the kitchen. So I went back and screenshotted them. And then the next time that I went onto the website where I saw the listing, Leif's like, oh, that's the house. We went and looked at it. They had removed all the new photos. So I can't show you what it looks like. But I don't know if it's because it sold but they basically sold it again, I don't know if it did sell, but they bumped up the price like $400,000 or something.
And it was way ugly.
And I'm like, you have never seen a worse renovation. I'm not joking. Really? Like,
I hate that.
It is horrible. And I hesitate even talking about this stuff because then I feel like people are going to have like the highest expectations of my renovation, which you shouldn't. It's nothing, like none of the choices I'm making are like the most insane. Oh, wait, I think it's back.
Well, again, the thing is, when people, there's a different taste in your mouth when you see someone renovate something just to make money off of it. Then, yes. Oh, I renovated this yes. for my family, for myself. This is my taste.
Yeah.
The thing that is off-putting by those things is if someone wants to put, you know, the most basic millennial gray floors in their home that they love it, that's great. Right. It's when you're like, oh, you just picked these options and renovated so you can make money and put it at a higher price, but it was so not intentional.
No. It was so, it was, it is the definition of like no heart, no soul. Mm-hmm. Like they just put up the most like basic and it looks also like not good quality. Like it just looks like not dang. Good quality finishes. The most basic thing you could find at Home Depot. Like, and again, yeah, put no love, no intention into mm-hmm. it. Just bought this really cute, charming house in an incredible area and completely ruined every ounce of it. Mm-hmm. Took away any of the like, oh my gosh, I was actually like, I don't know if it's pregnancy hormones, but I was on the verge of tears. I'm like, I cannot believe they did that.
If that house that I love so much, if that happened to that house, I would feel the same way.
Imagine if they like,
No.
I know.
I would scream. Like if they redid the outside of that house.
Yeah, that's what I was
going to
say. And like painted it all. Like painted
it. I would scream.
I can't get into it.
If they cut down that tree.
No.
I keep thinking, I pass by this street all the time, that this house that I've talked about a million thousand times. And I make sure that tree is still there because I'm like, if they ever cut down that damn tree, I will literally chain myself to it. If I ever see
if
they have like an excavator.
Down, then we, I'm not kidding.
They're like, ma'am, do you have something to do with this house? I'm like, no, I just drive by it sometimes.
I know. And I'm like, I'm probably toxic for having this attachment to this house that like, I didn't even want the house. I mean, in the end, like, even if I could have afforded it, I don't know if I would have bought that house. I'm just saying, like, I cannot believe what they, just that they stripped every ounce of like, it just, those are the kind of things that make me like, feel like I'm living in a simulation where mm-hmm. it's just like every house looks the same, everything. And I'm just like, it's freaking me out. Like, why are we doing this? Well, I know why we're doing it because you're just greedy and you want money. And it's all like just these investors and these huge corporations that just throw someone in there to do it quickly because they also get them done quick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I know that it's just like a buy it, renovate it, sell it. But the problem is there's, not one ounce of like love going into it. And it's so disheartening.
And it's just making it more expensive for people who do want, you know, their first home.
I know.
A home for their family. It just makes it more expensive. And for what?
I know.
New countertops.
I know. Anyway, I will stop talking about this now. I just could not get over it. I was like, wow.
I was thinking about how after we went and saw your house and I was showing you like front doors on my phone. Like we are old now. We were getting so excited about doors, rooms.
Wait, you never showed me
windows.
The front door.
Because the owner's interrupted.
Okay, well, that's what you need to show me.
But we were talking about different kinds of front doors.
Yeah.
Like, where are we in life?
Just I know.
Grown adults.
I know.
And now we're getting all, we are the owners.
I know.
We're getting upset about.
We're upset about a house that's not ours. I'm driving by a house that's not mine. No, it's come full circle. We are the problem.
We need to send a note to them.
Literally, we become the watcher for these other houses that have nothing to do with us.
I have no ownership, no history.
No,
walk through
no
once.
Stake in the game. I'm like, no. I cannot believe you did that. And
leaves
I didn't even
notes
live there.
In their mailbox.
See, and that would piss me off if I had a house that I sold, but maybe not if I had $1 million in my pocket.
Yeah,
I can't. Anyways. Anyway, we'll stop talking about all this house stuff, but I really had to speak my truth there. I really wish that I could find photos. So I was going to post them on my Instagram story and be like, you guys, this went to this. And just like, if you don't see a problem with that, block
Get
me.
Get checked.
The worst colors, everything. Anyway, basically all white, but then they did one accent color, the worst thing I've ever seen.
Oh, no.
Anyway. Moving on. Well, we should probably honestly get right into the corporate secrets at this point.
I can go first.
Okay.
Thank you to everybody who wrote in, by the way. Thank you for spilling the tea. Thank you for, you know.
We asked for company secrets from people who have like worked at these jobs.
Mm, ex-employees.
Ex-employees.
You have been promoted. Have you seen that TikTok?
Yeah,
that's my favorite sound right now. You are now. Oh,
one of my elite employees or something.
Yeah. Were you the one who sent me the one about the Sheen?
Yeah.
Or Sheen.
So bad.
So bad. Anyways, I worked at Panera and so many people do not wash their hands or use gloves. I fear that's probably common. In fast food places, sometimes I see a Taco Bell how they make my tacos and I'm like, I'm going to turn the other way.
Someone was recently telling us that about Cava. They were like, once I went into Cava and like saw them make my bowl, because they would always like get it to go or like order it. And then she was like, once I like watched them make a bowl, I like couldn't eat it ever again.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if it was that.
I think about that sometimes.
Like hair or sweat or like hands. Like
the
I don't.
Sweat.
It might have been sweat.
I think about that sometimes.
Call me Nara.
How?
Starts making everything homemade. I'm so scared.
How? Oh, what was I just going to say about that? Oh, when you order out, you don't know how they make it. The time, like at least when you go to a restaurant, you
kind
of get the vibes.
Yeah,
you know, if you just order and someone else makes it, someone else picks it up, has it in their car. Like sometimes it grosses me out if I think too much about it. Like I need to go back. Yeah, I need to start making my own cereal, like Nara.
That is kind of scary. You don't know what's been done to it in like really any capacity.
No.
Especially when like you'd order a drink. Sometimes when I order a drink from somewhere, like if I Postmates a meal and I get a drink with it.
I know. It has like the sticker, but I'm like, what's that doing?
Or even sometimes it doesn't. Like literally just like a straw. And I'm like,
oh no, not just a straw. It's like half gone.
Literally.
Yeah.
But it's like even just the particles in your car. Like who are you?
Yeah. Are you coughing? Are you sick?
Oh, I'm creeped out. Okay, the wheat bread at Subway is just white bread dyed brown.
Stop. Wow.
I haven't been to Subway in probably 5 years.
One of my pregnancy cravings was just a veggie sub
from Subway
that just had like pickles, cucumbers, not necessarily from Subway, but
just in general.
We were on a road trip.
Yeah.
That sounded so good with like olive oil on it.
Hmm, interesting. I could see that slapping.
Like very fresh.
Yeah. Is it though?
Yeah.
Very fresh.
Not. Again, that's when you just turn the other cheek because you have no choice because you're in the middle of nowhere on a road trip.
Wow. Literally just white bread dyed brown. Okay. How is that even legal that they could get away with saying this is wheat bread?
I mean, isn't white bread technically made of wheat?
I have no idea. I don't know what it's made out of.
Isn't flour from wheat? Add that to things we don't understand. How to make bread. We need Nara on again.
Yeah, again?
I mean, from our previous conversation.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
just
yeah.
saying again. We're mentioning her again.
Yeah, we need her on the pod for sure. That's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I will be taking a look at that next time I go into Subway in 5 years.
Nick hates Subway.
Really?
He hates the smell.
I can see that. I've been kind of craving like a Jimmy John's moment.
Yeah.
Haven't been in a long time. I'm sure it's the same as Subway. Like,
yeah.
As far as like the freshness and stuff, right?
I think Jimmy John's is way better.
You do?
Yeah. I think it's one of the best.
Slay.
I think. Or maybe I'm thinking of Mike's, Jersey Mike's.
Oh.
Maybe.
Jersey Mike's or Jimmy John's. I think I am thinking of Jersey Mike's.
That actually sounds really good.
It does.
Right now. I would kill for a sub.
Yeah.
Oh my.
That does sound really good. Have you ever had a pub sub?
A what?
A pub sub?
No.
From Publix?
No,
when
but
you
I've
lived in
heard
Nashville?
About it. No.
Actually so good.
I've seen it, like people talk about it who live there nonstop.
Just like, go to Publix, the grocery store, you know, and then you can make it's kind of the same as all these places. It's like you make your own sub. You could do like a 6-inch or a bigger one and then get some chips, like a cool drink.
That sounds so
cool, crisp
good.
Bevy.
That sounds so good.
So
I love
bomb.
A good sandwich. I was an engineer for medical devices and I was frequently asked to fudge numbers so they could approve products.
Okay. Oh. What
for
numbers?
Medical devices?
What numbers are we fudging?
I'm scared. This is going to make me have even more anxiety than I already do.
I know. It's so hard to trust anybody these days.
Fudge numbers. I'm scared.
I work in door-to-door sales and the amount of people that cheat on their spouses while out selling is crazy.
Awesome.
I guess we could have guessed that.
Yeah, that's true.
But I guess like how are you... Cheating is really impressive to me at this point. I've been thinking about it. Like, I just don't understand the dynamic of like, how do you even get to that point?
Yeah.
When you're like door to door selling, you're seeing someone for like,
are they saying
not
like,
that long
that don't live there for the summer? like their wife stays home. Cause that happens probably. A lot where the wife will stay like wherever they live all year and yeah. the guy will just go out for a couple months by himself. Like that makes more sense.
But I'm
than,
just saying, like, how did you get from point A to point? Are you cheating with someone you're selling to? Yeah. That's what my point. Like, yeah, if you're going to clubs after or something, it's like, yeah, I get it. But I'm just saying,
How does that happen?
Well, maybe that is not what they're saying. But I'm picturing like you're selling solar or pest control or something. You're going door to door, whatever you're doing, and then somehow you're like
that would
cheating
make,
while you're yeah. doing that. Like, wow, that's intense.
That would be harder to get away with because then you're not getting sales throughout the day, and I feel like your partner would be like,
"You have a partner when you sell?
No, your spouse.
Oh, your spouse.
Yeah.
You'd be like, where's the money?
Yeah. Or you'd be like, wait, how many sales did you get today? Or like you see at the end of the week, like, oh, I didn't get any. Like, what the freak were you doing?
Yeah, true. But also they could totally lie and just be like, it's been such a hard area. Like, interesting. I mean, again, that's we could have guessed.
I want to know what occupations a
cheat
guy has. Yeah, cheat the least.
Podcast because husbands.
Yeah. So many occupations. I feel like cheat so much. They're like, oh, these
like
these
athletes,
guys.
Yeah. People who travel for work. Yeah. It's a lot of times I think people who travel for work, right?
On a lot.
Not always, but that's oftentimes just because they're gone all the time.
Yeah. Scary. I used to work in the hotel industry.
Oh, no.
It is very rare that pillows and duvet covers are washed frequently. Gross.
Wait,
so they just wash the sheets, but they don't wash the duvet cover or maybe some of the pillowcase covers. I've thought of that before as well. Like, because duvets are not easy to wash.
No.
It's a freaking nightmare. And I will think sometimes when I'm in a hotel, they take this off and put the duvet cover insert back in every single time, like someone changes every two nights.
They have to be washing the pillowcases. That's next level.
Maybe.
Just not the actual pillow, maybe.
I'm thinking like maybe, you know how sometimes there's like the sleeper pillows that maybe like a sham. Maybe they don't. But like you're laying on those during the day, you know?
I hope they just mean the actual pillow. Because I don't know how you can even wash a pillow. Like not the pillowcase.
Yeah.
Which like even that's kind of scaring me.
No, I highly doubt.
Like imagine like a nasty, sweaty man like on that pillow. And then
much worse than that happens in a hotel
bed. I know. But I'm just saying, like, think of just like a nasty. No.
Think about walking on the bathroom floor with bare feet in a hotel room where who knows what's going on in that bathroom. Someone could have shizzed on the floor. Someone could have thrown up on the floor. Someone could have had bled out on the floor. Someone could have had sexual intercourse and stuff might have gotten on the floor. And then they just mop it up. Like, I don't know how well they're mopping. And you're just walking around in that.
Never traveling again. Never eating out.
No.
Living on a farm now. Yeah. That is so actually beyond. Okay. I worked for Brandy Melville as a sales associate. And we figured out that we were getting paid based on how attractive the owners thought we were. I was making $12 an hour while other girls were making $8.25 or $10 or $13. It was so bizarre and made us feel very uncomfortable.
I bet you felt a little good though.
She's like, you're only getting $8.
Like, by the way, I was getting paid 12.
Are we sure it wasn't like how long you'd worked there? I mean, I'm not trying to invalidate your story, but like, how did you establish that it was because of how attractive they thought you were?
Yeah.
She's like, trust me.
Yeah. If you saw.
Trust me. You could tell. But you know.
Ooh, yeah.
Because if that's true, that is not okay. That's bizarre.
Wait, where did she say this was?
Brandy Melville.
Okay. That's what I thought.
That tracks.
Yeah. That tracks. But their Yikes. Basics are so good.
But. I am wearing full Brandy Melville set as we speak, unfortunately.
I hate it. Okay. I'm a cosmetic chemist, so most of the products I made within the same genre are all pretty much the same, despite the price. Also, when products are marketed with a certain ingredient, like aloe, for example, it's normally only in there at like 1% or less, which is normal, but also misleading. I've seen that where they'll say... What is it? L'Oreal and Lancome or something?
Like, are like identical or something?
Yeah, they're basically the same exact products. They just market them to different, you know.
Marketing audiences. Is insane.
I know.
Because I've
and
heard
I
that
fall
a
for
lot.
It every time.
Same. It's like, I was actually just thinking about this with the concept of like lip balms and lip butter, whatever, lip glosses these days. Like, I definitely do have favorites where I'm like, okay, I like these lip glosses the best, or like I like this shade, or I like this formula. I know that the formulas can like switch up a little bit, but like when Kylie, I want to talk about this next week on the podcast, but how Kylie just came out with like Kylie lip balms or whatever from Kylie Cosmetics. Mm-hmm. And like the second that was announced, I'm like, we don't need another one.
No.
We don't need another lip balm. No. We already have Rode. We already have Summer Fridays. We already have our go-tos. Like, we really simply just like do not need this new lip gloss. And it is all just marketing. It's mm-hmm. like the tube that it's in, the flavor or whatever, the, what do you call it? Not a flavor. Is it? A scent?
Yeah.
And like the marketing behind it is everything. It just, and I yeah. bet a lot of these products are so similar to each other, especially at Sephora, like even just like hyaluronic acid serum or something. Yeah. It's like, okay, how different can these really be? But I mean, and I'm a sucker for it too. It's like, but based off the packaging it's in, based off the marketing and like the photo shoot that they did for it, mm-hmm. I will be purchasing like one over the other.
It's true. I'm so easily persuaded.
I feel like it's so rare now to do something like actually different at yeah. this point, because we've seen it all.
Yeah, with makeup too. It's like yeah. makeup and skincare especially, because how many more spaces on our face can we add things to? Like
right.
I have the eye cream, I have the lip balm, I have the moisturizer, I have the toner, I have, like, what else can we be doing?
I know. What else really is
but
there
then
at
something
this point?
Else comes out and it's like, oh, I guess I do need that.
But I do feel like that is the way that they can get you, is like an ingredient that you haven't seen before, maybe. Not that aloe is like that groundbreaking, but I'm just saying something like that mm-hmm. where it's like, oh, and this has pomegranate in it. And you're like, oh, that's cool. That's something unique.
Yeah, true.
So
the ingredients.
Mm-hmm, but they can get away with it, especially like she said, it probably in a lot of cases doesn't even, the amount that's within the product, like, is so tiny that it doesn't yeah. even make a difference. But because it has certain whatever
yeah.
in it, apricot oil, you're like, oh, that sounds refreshing. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it doesn't matter.
I wonder how different clean beauty brands are than just like basic drugstore makeup brands. You know what I mean? Because
mm-hmm.
when I buy, I always think, oh, this won't break me out. Maybe it's the placebo effect.
Because it's clean?
Yeah. Because it's like clean makeup, green. It has a little leaf on it. This is all natural.
I feel
organic.
Opposite.
What?
I feel like a lot of clean products break me out because it's like oils and stuff.
Oh,
like
really?
Sometimes the stuff that's not as clean, like mm-hmm. just is completely fine because
really?
It's, I don't know. Not that it's good for you, but.
I have no clue.
I don't know either.
I
that is
know.
Very interesting to think about. Okay. The company I used to work for took pride in finding legal loopholes that allowed them to let go / force out moms, myself included. They
awesome.
Bent over backwards to make exceptions and allowances for men, but the second a mom asked for any type of flexibility, she was treated horribly and eventually forced out. It's great being a mother in corporate America.
Hi.
Dang. I wonder what the company was.
I know. Spill the tea.
Legal loopholes.
I hate that.
That is, like, we need to do more research on it, but it is interesting the differences between, like, other countries, maternity leaves and how they treat, like,
mm-hmm.
mothers in the corporate world versus America. I think it is very, very different.
Oh, so different. I saw a video of a girl. I can't remember now what, this was a while ago, what country it was, but it was some European country, maybe Denmark, maybe somewhere like that. And she was showing the box. It was a small country. Every pregnant woman gets this box. It's like a new mom box, and it comes with free stuff for your baby. Like, there's a...
From who? Their government?
From the government, yeah. Oh. Just any, if you're pregnant and you're going to have a baby, they send you this literal box. The box has, like, you can color on it. If you have toddlers, it's like a coloring. You can color on the box. It came with a manual on breastfeeding. It came with like a pump. Like, it came with so many different things, like newborn essentials, a thing of diapers, a thing of wipes, just for everybody to have like kind of the same start with babies, like with a for a new mom.
Wow.
And the comments were like, this is insane that you just get this for free, that it's just like, oh yeah, let's send it. And they're
so nice,
good products too.
Yeah.
It's not just like crap.
Wow,
crazy
iconic.
I worked for a major jewelry retailer in the South, and they had, see, sometimes they're giving us clues. Major jewelry retailer in the South.
Okay.
And they had a program where customers could exchange their damaged jewelry for new jewelry at half price.
Okay.
Our manager would have us polish the damaged jewelry and sell it back to other customers at full price like there was nothing wrong with it. Wild. Love you, girls. Sheesh.
A scheme.
I bet people do that a lot. Like refurbished stuff. Mm. You know, you can send back. I always think, what do they do with returns that are like in decent condition?
Right.
Probably just
package it back up and say sayonara.
Especially which I guess is, if it's fine, it's fine. But got to disclose it. Like, tell me it's refurbished.
Yeah. Oh, no. Not them selling like it's brand new.
No.
That's a whole scheme.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's just a whole cycle
mm-hmm.
that you could just keep making money on. Okay. The top places to work, in quotes, or top 50 places to work that you see companies flaunting is not real. I used to work in marketing for a large hospital, and this title is literally paid for as a marketing tactic to the local media company. Nobody votes for it or does any type of evaluation. The hospital was, in fact, not a top place to work, but they sure had us paying the big bucks from our marketing budget every year so that they could claim that.
Really?
You know what it's giving is like Forbes 30 under 30. People say that, which I don't know if that's true. I've actually, like, I've known a few people on Forbes 30 under 30 and they have not paid for it. And they're like, no, literally, like.
Yeah.
But it is, I feel like a lot of things are like that. Where it's like
world's
the
best
top.
Coffee.
Yeah, yeah. The top, whatever. It's like you just have to know someone.
Yeah.
Even like the top 10 podcasts of the year. It's like you literally just have to, granted, you probably have to be a big podcast and have big numbers, but you also just have to like have an agent or know someone in the industry that can like get you a place on mm-hmm. that. That's why PR people have jobs.
Yeah.
They will get you into articles. Like I've been reached out to by multiple PR agencies being like, basically when I was getting, I've never been like repped by a PR person at all or anything, but when my Kendall Jenner stuff was going off, like, and it was in Elle and it was in like on Snapchat and I forget like where else the story was circulating. People like PR agencies were reaching out being like, oh, we can get you into this one too. We can get you into this one. Basically, it's like
crazy.
Just if I wanted to like
very
pay.
Curated.
Yes. If I wanted to pay more money, like I could just get into all of these different publications because of whatever.
It's so fascinating.
Yeah.
It makes sense. I feel like people should know that by now.
Yeah.
Maybe not those lists where it's like top, because I would think that they're, if they said, oh, top 50 places to work in the US or.
I feel like nothing like that is real at this point.
No.
Unless we get on the list, then it's real.
Yeah, I was going to say, unless we're on the top 10 podcast. But when you go into a restaurant and they hang up like in the newspaper, we're the best, you know, an article about how they're the best pasta in town or something like that. I wonder.
I know. I wonder if they pay for that or according to who.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I work in a hospital and there have been many affairs, so many that I simply can't count on both hands. The newest scandal is one of the, well, we've seen Grey's Anatomy. We know that.
By the way, it's still kicking.
Grey's Anatomy?
Yes.
Really?
It's like still going new seasons. I'm like, how long can this show?
Oh my gosh. I didn't know that. I honestly haven't seen that many. I'm not like a Grey's girly. The newest scandal is one of the ER doctors was dating one of the nurses. They lived together and everything, and she walked in on another nurse and her boyfriend, the ER doctor, in the locker room getting it on. LOL, it's not surprising anymore because this happens so often.
That is giving Grey's Anatomy.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, yikes. Is that like against the rules to date someone that you work with?
Or no? I think sometimes when they're your superior, then becomes like a power thing. Like, if they're your boss, it becomes iffy.
Especially but is if that just personally them. Or, like, literally legally?
I think legally.
Okay.
Especially if you, I think in some situations you have to disclose to HR if that's the case at a certain point. I don't know.
Yikes.
Because I think if you're the same, if you're coworkers and you're kind of the same rank, I think it's fine. But I think a lot of times you still do have to tell HR.
Interesting.
If you're dating.
Sonic was my first job ever, and I worked there on and off for 7 years during high school and undergrad, and there were roaches in the fryer. We accidentally served a jumbo popcorn chicken to a family with a roach in it. And they came back complaining, so we gave them. So we gave them slash they accepted more popcorn chicken for free.
No.
And small baby slimy mice hiding in the packed brown boxes that the individual sauce containers were in.
I'm going to throw up.
I'm
That's
so scared.
Disgusting. Not them accepting
so
more
scared.
Popcorn chicken. Also, I love their popcorn.
It's so good. It slaps every time.
It's so good.
You know what's not good lately? Their tots.
Yeah, they're not.
They're not good
anymore. I just got them recently, actually. They're not.
I got them recently and they were not like crispy at all and they were like not warm really. I was like, these are not good.
Do foods change over time? Like they change the ingredients, they change the recipe, or have we just changed? Because when I was little.
Obsessed.
I was obsessed with grilled cheese sandwiches from Sonic. My birthday.
Oh my gosh, love.
My mom would take us out to lunch on our birthdays. We could pick anywhere and I would always pick Sonic because I loved their grilled cheese and I'd want like two or three of them. They are disgusting now.
I've had them recently.
And I'm like, is this just my expectation is so high? Or when I was little,
like the nostalgia.
Things like that just, maybe they made them better and now they're just cheap and like so, you know, quickly made. I don't know.
I remember those being so good.
So good.
So I haven't had one in a minute, but.
Sugar just honestly doesn't hit as well now.
Sugar?
Yeah, just sugary treats in general.
I thought we were talking about grilled cheese.
Well, I'm saying, and now I'm moving on to the next thing. Like sugary treats now that you're older, they don't hit in general, like as much
quite
as they
the
did.
Same.
Yeah, certain candies. Maybe it's because now you feel so horrible after you eat something like that.
Yeah, like you actually feel the effects of what you do and what you eat.
Yeah. Like, I had a Sonic Blast, and it was good, but it didn't hit the same.
Yeah.
There was no cons when you were little.
No.
A treat.
No, of course not. Just tasted amazing, and you felt great after, and you still had energy. If anything, you had more energy after.
Yeah, exactly.
I heard the most terrifying thing. Did you see Lauren Wolf? She posted on TikTok about how she was like, a flight attendant told me, like, oh, if I'm on a flight, I would never order ice in my drink. Like, trust me, like coming from me. She's like, just look it up. And like on the plane. And you know, like a ginger ale with ice hits so right on an airplane.
Oh no.
And I looked it up and it was basically just saying that there's like so much bacteria like within where they get their ice. And I don't know if it's because it's, let me look it up again because I'm forgetting like the reason.
Oh, that's depressing. We're just ruining everything for everyone.
Similar to airplane food, ice on planes tend to be subject to contamination. That means a simple cup of ice water or any beverage with ice can be home to pools of bacteria, more specifically E. coli.
Ew! Great.
But it's like bacteria thrives in the ice bin and in the airplane water tank. And with flight attendants multitasking and often unable to wash their hands between every interaction, the potential for contamination becomes a real concern. Not that they're, I don't think they're like going in there with their hands, but I think maybe just
in general,
like,
oh gosh.
But I'm like, I might have to do just the can of the of ginger ale. I always bring my own water, honestly, on planes.
Even then, you got to get a cup or something because I've heard so many disgusting things about the outside of cans. Like, you should always wash your cans before you drink a can.
Oh no, because people like touch them and stuff.
And you're putting your lips directly on it. It's like putting your lips directly on a water fountain and
oh, you're so right. Great. But then it's like the cup was also touched by the employee.
You just gotta let live.
Great. This episode's really scaring me.
I work for a major athletic wear brand, and as much as I advocate for diversity in our model casting, we typically only have one curve model, and the photographer usually refuses to work with them or give them the time of day, like taking a few pictures and saying he got the shot. For reference, the same man takes a much longer time shooting a skinny girl in one look and holding up the photo shoot to work to spend more time with them.
Bye.
That's so annoying. Also, this kind of sounds like this is a specific person. I'm sure it happens often, but.
Like a specific photographer that she's referring to.
Yeah, the same man will like, whatever. But.
Yikes.
What major athlete?
I know. I'm trying to think. Who would it be? That would be very interesting to work for a company and like see all this stuff on the back end of like, you know, maybe they appear more inclusive, but then like if you work there, you're like,
yeah, not
like,
so much.
Like things are just always different than they seem.
Yeah. Lots of it's for show.
Yeah. Okay. I work in accounting and caught my boss and his girlfriend, who was the controller, embezzling money. The owner came to me and asked if I could help prove it. So I spent a month basically undercover. I would go to work all day and act like everything was normal and then go to the attorney's office to help them build a case against them.
You're joking.
They put everything under the business. Home remodel, horses, razors, campers, fuel, and so much more. Total came out to be $3.3 million that he took in only 3 years.
Ooh. That, yikes. How do you think you're going to get away with that? Do people get away with that a lot? Embezzling millions of dollars?
Yeah, I'm assuming some people do, but I feel like it's, I do see people like just in like Real Housewives or whatever, like obviously those are public figures, but especially if you're a public figure, I'm like, how on earth do you think you're getting away with evading taxes or embezzling millions of dollars?
I don't understand.
It's like the math ain't mathin'. I don't get how you ever think that's going to work.
No, I'm way too scared of authority to do anything like that.
Terrifying.
Hi, ladies. Absolutely love the podcast, and you make Tuesday mornings something to look forward to. I'm 25 and have been in the corporate world for 3 years now. I quickly realized the wage gap does exist. In my first job, one of my coworkers, who was also a good friend of mine, got hired 1 month after me. We had the same title, responsibilities, and were the same age. One day when we were chatting, he mentioned how he was getting paid, how much he was getting paid, and I was shook to learn he was making $15K more than I was. Fast forward to my new job where I just learned the man in the position before me made $30K more than I do for the same exact job. Not sure how we fix this as a society, but the wage gap still is very much real.
Wow.
That is so annoying. That is so annoying.
That is so incredibly annoying. I cannot imagine being in that position and like hearing how much he made and just being like,
you're doing the same exact job.
Just as qualified.
Just because of your gender, you get paid more. This makes no sense. It makes literally no sense.
That is so annoying.
Well, I think there's obviously lots of factors, but as girls, the thing that we can do, because the only thing we can do is what, you know,
we can do,
is we oftentimes, because we know, there's like a statistic about this, and we've talked about it before, how guys will go into a job and be so underqualified, but they'll just take it and be like, I'm sure I can figure it out. They have this
like
confidence.
The literal mindset.
Yeah. What they apply for is crazy to girls, because a girl will be like, I have to have all of these checked mark
qualifications,
maybe even more. I want to be overqualified for a job before I can confidently go in and ask for the price. But men will just be like, yeah, I think I can figure it out. And I want to make this much. So let's do it.
It's literally just like the programming that we all have.
Yeah, we have to learn more to ask more, ask for more.
Mm-hmm. True.
Not that they'll give it to us, but.
Yeah, clearly.
It's the least we can do.
True.
Okay. Did you see Bobby Altoff's, the really good podcast that she did with, what's that redhead's name?
That's the name of it, right? The really good podcast? Yeah. Yeah. I didn't see it. I've like seen a few clips. Yeah.
And he was talking about the wage gap. She was like, he's like, I have two, he's a comedian.
Yeah.
Gosh, what's his name? He's like so popular.
Cheeto something.
Yeah.
That's his Instagram at least. Yeah. I don't know what his name is.
He's really funny. I can't believe I don't remember his name, but he was joking. Like, I have two assistants. And she was like, oh, okay. He's like, yeah, one girl and one boy. And she was like, oh, okay, whatever. How much do you pay them? He's like, well, I know I pay this guy like 10, I pay the guy 10K a week, a month. And the girl I pay about 70% of that.
Goodbye.
And she was like, oh, because she's not as good. He's like, oh, no, she's way better. And it was obviously a joke, but it's so true. It's literally so common. The girl will be so good at the job, so organized, have everything under control, and just be accepting way less and getting way less. So annoying.
Oh, no. I need to watch that. The clips I've seen of that one have been really funny, actually.
He's like, oh, no, she's way better.
Oh, no. Okay, aesthetic nurse girly here. People need to understand that we aesthetic / injecting nurses make commission, a percentage, on whatever the customer buys. So, for example, I knew nurse injectors who would sell a customer 4 syringes of filler when they only needed 1. The company wants us to upsell like crazy because it makes them more money, and we are all incentivized to because we will make more money too. I cannot believe this is allowed because it's literally people's faces that will be changed forever.
Ugh.
Please find an injector who cares more about you than their paycheck.
That is the scary
thing.
Ooh,
that is scary.
When I've gone in for Botox before, I am so aware of that, where I just know that they are pointing things out that I didn't ask about.
Right.
Like, oh, yeah, well, we can do here, lift these up, like lift your eyebrows up a little bit if we add a little here. I'm like, I just came in for my 11s, my scowl lines. I wasn't trying to.
But
now that
thing.
You mentioned it, like, right. Show, you know, whatever. And
it seems so minimal. You're like, okay,
yeah,
I guess,
exactly.
Maybe.
She's like, also, I could add some for your chin. Like, do you see how your chin does this? I'm like,
You're like, not until now.
A bad thing. I genuinely didn't know there was a term for that.
Did you, speaking of Bobbi Altoff, did you see that she got a bunch of, not work done, but just like, she got a bunch of filler and Botox and then she
got it undone.
Was like, that was the worst decision I've ever made. Yeah, did you see her video about that?
I mean, I saw the one of her getting her injections out, I think.
Oh. She got, basically, that's what happened to her. Like, she went in to, and she had just moved to LA, I think, too.
Oh, no.
She was like, I literally moved to LA, went to, like, because I wanted to get a little bit of, I don't remember if it was a little bit of filler she wanted or a little bit of Botox. Mm-hmm. But then they basically talked her into, like, oh, we can do this. We can do under eye to, like, make the bags, whatever. We can do some cheek filler because it makes, I don't remember if it was exactly those things, but it was something like that. And then she was like, I literally can't move my face. She was talking. She's like, I look like a different person. And I have like all these interviews for her podcast. Yeah. And she's like, I look so bad. And I honestly like respected her for being so open about it. She's like, I just fell into the typical thing of like, yeah, move to LA, go to get filler and then just like go insane with it. And so she's like, I have to get it all out. Like it looks so bad. And yeah, you have to be careful.
Sometimes I test because I've gone to a couple different injectors. My favorite one is my sister-in-law, but she lives in a different state. So like I'll go to someone around here sometimes. And a good test is if you ask about something that you don't necessarily want and if and you don't think you really need that much. And if they're always so
eager,
that would be so that would help so much. Sometimes if you say something like, well, what about if I put a little Botox here, a little filler here? And they're like, I don't know if you need that. It's a green flag.
Yeah, it is a green flag for sure.
Hi, besties. I worked at a popular natural skincare company. The CEO was the ex-husband of the owner and co-founder of the company. Messy, I know. He was ruining the formulas and adding cheap ingredients and not being honest about what was in them. The ex-wife, original owner and founder of the company, couldn't do anything about it. On top of it, he was sleeping with the VP. And they had hidden cameras everywhere and even in the bathrooms. Illegal, I know. I quit immediately after finding out for sure. I want to know what these companies are. Popular natural skincare company.
Cameras in the bathroom really has me shook.
Yeah.
That is not okay.
No. Also,
for what?
So I'm guessing maybe she founded the co-founded the company, was the owner, and then put her husband on, and then they got divorced.
Probably.
Why the hell would you ever hire your ex-husband as the CEO?
Sure it happened before. That is very messy. Not him putting cheap ingredients. This is what I'm talking about. We can't trust anything.
No,
can't trust anybody these days. Like
can't
a skincare
men.
Natural brand. You never know.
Yeah.
Okay, this is my last one. I used to work for a wedding dress store and we had to tell people that the owner, aka the designer, made the dresses locally by hand.
Oh,
they were
great.
In fact made in China. This same store was also budget-based, meaning we priced the dresses to each customer's budget.
Bye.
One of the first questions we asked the brides was what budget they wanted to stay under. None of the dresses had price tags. So when a bride asked for the price of a dress she loved, we were supposed to price it just above her budget. So insanely wrong, and it's no surprise that the employee retention rate was about 3 to 6 months. The store is located in Nashville, Tennessee, so brides shopping there, beware.
That's bad. That's so messed up.
That's so just like dishonest and manipulative to be like, I mean, I don't want to say smart business model because that's so dishonest, but it's like, it makes sense why they're doing that because they're definitely going to make more money.
For sure.
By being like, what's your budget?
Mm-hmm.
That's the typical, like, it's always just in business in general, like, that's why people, I guess I'm going off of like influencer stuff, but even for me, like, companies will always ask, like, what's your rate? But like, a lot of times you want to ask them, like, what's your budget?
Mm-hmm.
Because you want to see, like, what you're working with. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You don't want to be the first one to throw out a
number. You don't want to be the first to throw out a number. So it's like, I can understand maybe, well, again, I'm not saying that's right to do for in this situation at all, but they want them to throw out a number first so they can be like, oh, this girl's budget is $5,000, so let's put this price at, you know, just out of reach so that it's like she'll still buy it.
Yeah.
Whereas maybe someone else's budget is lower and whatever. So bad.
Messed up. Weddings are so expensive.
So expensive.
Just every aspect of them. Because they know this is a once in a lifetime. It's like the cost of it is not actually represented well in what they charge you.
No. But yeah, it's like they can get away with it because it's literally the one time you're spending
like, well,
the money on it.
Exactly. Okay, my last story. I worked once for a supplement company that made real products, but the whole thing turned out to be a front for my boss to have a place to have his illegal party drugs sent to. Yes, this is a big company, one y'all probably have heard of. Don't worry, none of the sponsors on the show. Well, thank goodness.
That's a good sign.
Yeah, I worked as an assistant, and when I found out, I quit because I was terrified that I would be implicated. The company still runs, and most of the employees have absolutely no clue. I feel a weird power trip knowing this information, but I'm actually terrified that I would end up as a murder mystery story on a crime podcast if I tried to report it.
Wait, you have to tell someone. That is insane.
That is so scary. Oh my gosh. That is insane. But I...
Like, she doesn't want to be the bug or like the whatever it's called.
The snitch.
The snitch.
Especially when people have lots of money.
Ew, that's so scary. Money is so scary.
I know.
Leif and I were just...
illegal stuff like that.
Leif and I were just talking about billboards. Like, we were driving home from LA and there were just all these billboards. And Leif's like, billboards should not exist. Like, why are we being sold to while we're literally like driving home? Yeah. And it's just like this huge thing. It's like, you need this now.
Yeah.
And like, we shouldn't be reading signs like while we're literally driving.
It's true.
And we were just talking about how everything is just money, 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 greed, corporate. Mm-hmm. Everyone just wants money. Everyone like that has a business or that's doing anything. It's like that's even so what we're talking about earlier with the house stuff. It's like buy the house, flip it, just get it done as fast as possible. We don't care the materials. Money, money, money. We just need money. It's like, oh my gosh.
I know. It's so sad.
It's so
love capitalism. Slay. Awesome.
Hope this episode didn't terrify you, but it honestly did scare me. Like, I'm scared to eat out now a little bit.
I know. I'm scared to go on a plane. I'm scared to stay at a hotel.
Great.
I'm scared to buy something that I think is good for me.
Yeah. Scared of natural skincare. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's a lot. We'll have to
counter- on that note.
Well, the world is going to... We need to counteract it with a... the positive
happy
episode soon that gives us hope and faith in humanity again.
Wait for next Tuesday.
Yeah. It'll be a fun one.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you guys so much for listening or for watching. Like I said, if you want to subscribe on YouTube, you can watch us in the flesh. Still working on our set and we will be for a while. Okay. And, or you can just listen on Spotify or the Apple Podcast app. We love you guys so, so much. And
that's what we said.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.